Well, hundreds of thousands of side effects, including tens of thousands of suspicious deaths, have been reported for the COVID-19 vaccines in the CDC's Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System database. But even that set of side effects is incomplete because it looks like medical professionals are refusing to report the full truth about what's going on. Gina Doan's father fell ill and died right after getting the Moderna shot, but now the hospital where he died is refusing to report his death to theirs as a vaccine death. Gina Doan joins us now. First of all, our condolences. I'm really sorry for the loss of your father, and thank you for being here.
Thank you.
So take us through this. Your dad receives the shot. 2 days later, he's in the hospital, and he passes away. What is the hospital saying was the cause of your father's death?
On my dad's death certificate, it states that the causes of death were pneumonia, respiratory failure, and acute renal failure.
And did your dad have any signs of acute respiratory renal failure prior to the Moderna shot?
Absolutely not. The day he received his second shot, he had a routine appointment with his oncologist. He was having labs and scans of his lungs done every 3 weeks. And that at that appointment, they reviewed the labs and the scans that had been done, and those were both completely normal. So 2 hours before he got the second shot, as far as his oncologist was concerned, everything was normal.
So if your dad, at a routine appointment and a scan of his lungs and blood work being performed, would have had something causing concern for his oncologist, certainly that would have been brought to your attention.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what she said. If I thought your dad had pneumonia, I certainly would not have allowed him to get the shot, or B, allowed him to not be admitted to the hospital to look at that.
So who was it that made the determination that your dad needed this injection?
No one deemed him needing it at that point in March. It was my biggest concern that he would pass away from contracting COVID. And so in the media at that point, the whole reason for getting the shot was to keep him from getting COVID and having COVID kill him. So it was quite ironic that the thing that we pushed for him to have was the thing that actually killed him.
Again, I'm really sorry about you having to deal with all of this. And now on top of it, you're having to deal with intentional and blatant lies, complete deceit, deception by the doctors at the hospital. Do you have any inclination, do you have a feeling about why it is that these doctors or this hospital in particular wants to hide the fact that your dad died as a result of this Moderna injection?
I absolutely have an inkling, and I truly believe it is because of the larger agenda. As you know, Deborah Conrad witnessed in terms of our medical facility here that my dad went to and died in, does not want the population to be afraid of getting this vaccine. That is end of story. They do not want people afraid to get the vaccine.
Okay, so I just have to ask you, what hospital is this? In what city? What's the name of the hospital? And what's the name of the doctor that's lying?
United Memorial Medical Center in Batavia, New York, and it is Dr. Janes that is refusing to change my dad's medical records to reflect the COVID-19 vaccine and refusing to put probable cause COVID-19 vaccine on his death certificate.
Is there anything on his medical charts at all that points to this vaccine? Anything on his charts that say that there was a close proximity, that this shot happened just 2 days before he passed away? I mean, are they even acknowledging that he received the inoculation?
In the 75 pages of his medical records from his 3 hours in the hospital that day before he passed away, it was 3 hours from the time he was admitted until when he passed away. Both of the other doctors that signed off on his medical records put the vaccine down in their paperwork. So it is in his medical records, throughout his medical records for that day, except for the discharge summary and the death certificate.
So what are you going to do at this point? Why do you believe that it's important to come on this program to tell the world what's really going on? I mean, obviously, I think I know, but I want to hear it in your words.
because I want people to know what is actually happening from this vaccine. I want people to know that it is seriously injuring and killing people, because it is not what is being portrayed in the media. And I know beyond the shadow of a doubt that the vaccine killed my father. And I know that this hospital specifically is flat out lying and is trying to keep people from finding out what is actually happening.
Is your father's oncologist convinced that it was the Moderna injection that killed your dad?
I wouldn't say that she is positive of that. She will testify to the fact that he was completely healthy the day he got the second vaccine, and it is completely, there is no way that he had pneumonia, as it states on his death certificate of him having pneumonia for 2 days, and that being his cause of death, because he did not have pneumonia.
So on the cause of death, the doctors say that he had pneumonia for 2 days and that he had renal failure, and then he passed away. However, labs, factual data, scans of his lungs completely prove that he was not experiencing any of those illnesses 2 hours before receiving the Moderna injection. It sounds like an open and shut case. I mean, you don't have to be a super investigator to figure that out. And this really upsets me. And I'm sorry, I should be slow to anger, but I really do get extremely upset having to look at you dealing with the loss of your father. And now he's being used, like his death is being used for propaganda that is going to lead to the more adverse events and death of other innocent people that will never be made aware because doctors are in on the take. That is disgusting to me. I've got about 30 seconds left here. I want to give you the final words.
It is absolutely disgusting. And that is why I want people to know, and I want more people to speak out, because I know it's not just him. And people need to know what is actually happening with this vaccine because of this vaccine.
818 some odd thousand adverse events reported to the vaccine adverse events reporting system, according to the ticker that we have here. That's out of a very unreliable source of information, as we're now coming to find out, vindicating our suspicions all along. Gina, we're incredibly sorry. We'll be praying for you. God bless you. And thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
How many lives have been lost because of the media? How much blood is on the hands of this propaganda machine known as the media? And these so-called healthcare professionals who everybody just inherently trusts because they wear white lab coats. How many lives have been unnecessarily lost as a result of this propaganda? And Gina Doan is not alone. So many people had no idea what was going on with these shots because of what is being relentlessly displayed on billboards and commercials and President Trump. And how many people like Gina Doan would have then turned around and given these shots to their children had she not lost her father? Go to vaccine-police.com and help support Christopher Key, who is boots on the ground confronting people like these tyrannical doctors in New York who are lying and participating in deceit to push the agenda, the final variant of communism. Christopher Key is approaching pharmacists, big pharma CEOs and executives, making people aware, video documenting everything. Go to vaccine-police.com. I am so glad that I donated to that cause. I'm watching him put up billboards in major metropolitan areas, grabbing the attention of local media who can no longer ignore the fact that people are out here dying and kids are on deck. Up next, go to vaccine-police.com. We have to get the word out right now, and Christopher Key is doing it. Go to vaccine-police.com and please support the vaccine police. Please support Christopher Key. He is a soldier in this war for the lives of our children. Vaccine-police.com. Again, please go right now to vaccine-police.com.